Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I just took a sip of my coffee and I'm a traitor because I've said in like every single video recently that I don't skip over Thanksgiving. Like after Halloween passes, I don't skip Thanksgiving. And Halloween just passed. It's Wednesday when I'm recording this, so you're probably getting this the same day. And I freaking used my Christmas cup to drink my coffee. Why would I do that? But don't worry. I'm not the type of person that will skip over any moment of fall. Fall is my favorite time of the year. Even in Orange County, where I don't really get a change of season, I will seek out anything around me that feels like fall. Like I will wake up earlier just so I get the cold weather in the morning. I will drive a little bit further to see some sort of color change in the trees. I'll do anything. So I'm disappointed in myself for having my coffee, but you know, we'll get over it. I thought it would be fun to do a little festive episode. Obviously, Thanksgiving was the day before you're listening to this. And I thought it'd be fun to do a this or that and just do some fun, trendy stuff. I have a list in front of me that I came up with myself. So all these things are kind of things that I want to talk about today, and it should just be fun. So sorry, my phone keeps going off. I want to start off with my not your typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. As always, my obsession this week was actually painting pumpkins. I thought it was super festive. I usually am not one to do like going to a pumpkin patch, going to the fair, that sort of thing, apple picking, which I'm actually disappointed in myself because my friends Lindsay and Nat went apple picking and I actually thought it looked really fun. So next year I actually want to, unless it's not too late to go do that, then I would definitely do something fun like that. Go to Disneyland. Like I just don't really do fun things a lot. And I feel like I was in Arizona for a week and we were just kind of on vacation. So I was on Instagram a little bit more and scrolling on Pinterest and stuff. And I just saw how a lot of people really do a lot of fun activities. And I like stuff like that. I always am down to like romanticize my life. You guys know, like we'll go to dinner all the time. We decorate our house for different seasons. We will, I don't know, do things like a morning routine. Those to me are like romanticizing your life, but I wouldn't say I'm very much of an activity person. I'm more of like go and be active. Like I love going on walks, I like going to the beach. So I'm not like not giving myself any credit, but I don't think that I like put a little bit more effort to go do like fun festive things, especially at the end of the year when I feel like that's when it's most fun. So that's my goal for this season of life, fall, winter, until the end of the year. Like I want to just go do a lot of things. I want to ask my friends to do fun things. So all of this to say that this week Hunter and I decided to do pumpkin painting instead of carving. Carving's a little messy. I feel like Coco would just like jump up and eat some of the scraps. But painting, I love to paint. I love drawing. I've always been like an artsy person, or at least I like arts. I'm not saying I'm like good at arting, seriously. But we painted pumpkins, and then that was on Monday. The next day was Halloween. We had some friends over and we made these ghost pizzas that my friend Gathered Nutrition posted on her Instagram. They're really, really good. We did Trader Joe's dough. I got really yummy pizza sauce from the market that I live next to. We got some mozzarella, cut it up like ghosts. So we did festive stuff and I'm proud of myself for like actually following through with it. Sometimes like even when I get inspo to do my nails in like a festive way. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go do that. And then I'll go to the nail salon and then I get the exact same pink or white that I always do. And I feel like I don't have a good follow through with like extra or fun things. So that's my goal until the end of the year, is to just fill up our weeks with fun things. It doesn't have to be anything like crazy or draining. Like, I don't have to go to Knott's Berry Farm and ride every single ride. Like, that's not me. I freaking hate roller coasters. So yeah, I'll just find things that I think sound fun and not like force anything that nobody wants to do. You know what I mean? Like, just like little fun things, because yesterday was fun and it just felt like the extra little romanticize of the night. So that was my peak of the week. And I would say I really didn't have a huge pit of the week because we just had such a fun week. But if I had to draw one pit out of the week, it would be, I guess something I talked about on my YouTube channel, which is I feel like for work purposes, I am hard on myself. So if I'm not really like making effort to be like, oh, you're doing good, and kind of applaud myself, then I can be like harder in terms of like, oh, I'm not doing anything good enough. And I think because I've been doing social media for a while now, it's almost been like probably more than 3 years now, because I started in COVID. And I think now that I've been doing it for so long, maybe I'm kind of used to my own content. So it doesn't feel new. It doesn't feel exciting. It doesn't feel like I'm like really excelling, because maybe to me, I'm just kind of staying the same. So as someone who kind of feels like I want to be an overachiever and I always want to be like taking the next step, sometimes it's hard for me to realize like, it's okay if you're just staying where you are. Like, you don't need to progress every single day. And I feel like I need to take my own advice sometimes, even with like fitness. I'm always saying that, you know, it's just a day-to-day thing. Not only do I want to feel that way about fitness, and I do feel that way about fitness, but on the flip side of it, I try to carry a lot of the life lessons that I make in other areas of my life through the different things that I'm going through as I become more of an adult. And as your career progresses, I feel like there's always going to be maybe like a gray area or like a season of life where it's maintenance. You know, that's exactly what it is with fitness. There's going to be a period of time where you have to put in the work, and maybe you're not going to feel the progress, see the progress, but it's there, because even just getting to that level and being able to maintain that level and whatever quote unquote that level is to anybody is great. And then on the flip side of it, it's like, if you do have a week where you do feel like you are quote unquote slacking off, and maybe you are not killing it at your career, if you do sales, if you aren't making that like maintenance level, what you've been making for a while, or you're very used to like putting in X amount of hours for work, and maybe 1 month you like have a lot of stuff going on in your personal life and you can't do that, and to you that feels like you're slacking off, I'm trying to teach myself that like that's life, and I just don't want to be hard on myself. I'm not here to say, oh, that's good or bad. Like, I'm just saying that no matter what, when things happen, whether it's something we want to do or that we're striving for or not, I feel like it's important the way that we like react to it and talk to ourselves about it. So I always try to be positive about it. So when I have a week or a couple of weeks where I feel like on social media I'm just like down on myself about my content, I try really hard to flip that mindset. And I actually feel so much better. Like the past couple of days, I also started my period, so that's probably why. But the past couple of days, like, I just kept like sighing, and Hunter would be like, what are we sighing about? Like, I would literally be sitting there and like watch something back, or like I'd try to take like a cute picture or whatever, it doesn't take, and I just be like, oh. And it's like, okay, calm down, like maybe just step away from it for a second. And then it's just funny how life works, because then like 2 days later I won't even be trying and I'll capture what I want to capture so easily, and I'm like, why was I stressing about it 2 days ago? So yeah, the pit of the week is just kind of feeling like I've been stagnant in my career and I don't really know where I want to go with it. But yeah, we're good. I am going to pull up the list that I want to talk about today. I feel like every time I like complain about something or like share how I felt low in the week, I'm always like, but we're good. Like, I want you guys to know, like, that was just one little part of the week. I've actually been in such a great mood. Honestly, ever since we got engaged, I've been on cloud nine. So there's that. But the first one that I want to talk about is hot or cold drinks for the fall and the winter. I will always be an iced coffee person. I think the only time that I'll go to hot coffee is if I'm having two coffees that day, then I'll let one of them be hot because I do like the taste of hot coffee and it feels good on my throat, or tea. But like, I would never go a full day without having at least one cold coffee. Like, seriously, I don't remember the last time I went at least 24 hours without a cold coffee, because I love iced coffee. And I still drink the same iced coffee recipe every single day. I do half a cup of oat milk, half a cup of almond milk, two shots of espresso, and maple syrup. Sometimes cinnamon if I have the time. And it's so good. And ice, obviously. So yeah, I'm definitely a cold girl. Then I have early mornings or cozy sleep-ins. I hate that I can't pick both these. Like, when I was writing this list, I put like things that I love on both sides, so it would be difficult to pick one. But I would say, honestly, early mornings, even though I'm a night owl, I love when you wake up during the winter and it's like cold in the morning, it's foggy. I really like going to workout class when you're like in a sweatshirt, and then you like start the class in a sweatshirt, and then you get hot and you take it off. I don't know, I just like that. And I also like kind of watching the sunrise, because I feel like in the summer the sun rises so much earlier that there's probably no chance that I'm waking up by the time the sunrise comes up. But in the fall and the winter, since it rises a little bit later, especially before the time changes, I just like that. So I pick early morning. The next one is fall or winter. 100%, if you know me, you know what I'm gonna say. Fall. I love pumpkin. I don't love the summer. So the second I notice that fall is coming, like when people start talking about the Starbucks drinks, I get in the best mood in the entire world. So I feel like because the switch from summer to fall is so drastic in terms of everything, like decorating the house, all of the flavors, just the clothes, everything, even if the weather doesn't change drastically in California, I feel like all the social media stuff does. And like, I have friends where it does get colder, so they start dressing warmer. So I don't know, like, I don't really care about the temperature that I'm living in. I will still wear a cute jacket, and like, I don't know, a lot of the time like the house is still cold even if it's hot outside. So I don't know, I really like the fall. It's always been my favorite. I still love the winter, obviously, but I'm just a fall girl at heart. Next one is scary movies or rom-coms. Actually, I lied earlier when I said that all of these are like things that I love and things that I also love, so I can pick. I hate scary movies. I literally won't watch anything scary. Like, I already have anxiety. Why would I want to feel that feeling of anxiety when like I'm just sitting chilling watching a show? Especially because I watch shows at night. I don't understand when people love scary movies. Like, I actually would love an explanation of why people like scary movies. I'm here for you liking it. We can have different opinions, but I personally hate it. Even we're rewatching Vampire Diaries right now. It's so scary. Like, the first 4 or 5 episodes are so scary. I don't know why they like want to make it seem scary, because further on when you get in the show, spoiler alert, but it doesn't really get scary anymore. And it's like more about the relationships and stuff rather than like vampires and like the fog. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you've watched Vampire Diaries. But like, the first couple episodes, I can't watch if Hunter falls asleep. Like, I will have to turn it off. It just goes to show that I hate when my heart rate gets raised. I literally hate that. That's why I don't like going on roller coasters anymore. I loved roller coasters when I was younger. I like rides because I think that's fun. But anything that, like, gives me adrenaline, ugh, I hate that. That's why I don't think I could ever do, like, a live show with the podcast, because I just don't like stage fright and like that adrenaline feeling. That's how I used to feel when I cheered, and I loved practices. I loved everything about cheer except for actually performing. It's so funny. Like, I just hate adrenaline, and I don't know, I like to just be chilling. The next one I wrote down is a nature trip or a city trip. I have never taken a city trip in my life. I've been to LA, obviously, because I live in California. But I don't like LA. I don't like the city traffic, the buildings. I definitely think I'm more of a nature person, which is funny because if you would have asked me that like 3 years ago, I always like loved consuming like city content. So I really thought that I was like a city girl. And even on like Pinterest, I was like, oh, I love Pinterest. I thought that I loved the city vibe. And I think I would. I have some friends that have told me before that I give off like maybe the energy that I would like New York in terms of like the modern, like not glam, but kind of like, I don't know. I don't remember the word that my friend described, but she was saying that just like the go-getter kind of elevated vibe that New York gives off. But the older I get, which is so funny, I'm only 24, I'm not that old, but I just really like the nature. And I think moving to California has taught me that I like the nature more than I thought that I did. And I have a lot of friends that like are very activity driven people. And even like I have a lot of friends that go camping. And I remember growing up, like I would literally never in my life try to go camping in my life. Like I still wouldn't, but like I feel like I'm like 1% open to the idea that like maybe it would be fun with our friends. Like if Hunter and I went, I still like would not want to sleep in a tent because I'm terrified of animals. But I don't know, like the activities that go along with camping sounds fun. Like I would like to hike, I would like to kayak, things like that, campfire. But yeah, I just wasn't a nature girl growing up at all, and now I feel like I love the nature, and I obviously like go on walks, I like the leaf changing and things like that, so I feel like I'm definitely more nature than city. The next one is decorate or pass. I 1,050,000,000% am a decorate person. I think that like going to Target at the beginning of a season is so fun. I feel like I just recently started doing that because I do find it very expensive for no reason, like especially like Halloween and Thanksgiving. It's hard because the transition between the two, like you kind of have to pick one or the other, because like you don't want to just decorate for Halloween, then you just have to decorate for fall, and then right 2 weeks later it's Christmas. So I do feel like it is something that like as I get older I can appreciate it more, that like I have a choice kind of like, oh, do I want to spend my money on that? So I do love it a lot, and I think it's really fun to like watch other people decorate and things like that. So I think it's fun, but at the same time, by the end of the season, I do feel like, oh, this is a lot of clutter, and it's like not my normal aesthetic of having just like a random like Christmas tree with a bunch of ornaments. I don't know, like I obviously love it at the beginning, but every year as the end of the year gets closer and closer, I always am like, okay, I'm like very ready for the transition of the season to come, which I think everyone kind of feels like that a little bit. The next one is Vlogmas or pass. Whew. This one's hard because I do think Vlogmas is really fun. I like watching it. If you guys don't know what Vlogmas is, it's when a YouTuber will vlog every single day until the end of the year from December 1st, or I think until the end of Christmas. I really liked watching Vlogmas for a while. The reason I'm going to say I pass on it is because I don't like grind culture. I think like going 0 to 100 with anything, like I feel like maybe if you're listening and you don't, or you've never tried creating content, maybe it sounds super easy, but I just think that filming, editing, posting, responding to comments, all of that stuff every single day for an entire month is honestly unfair. It doesn't feel like a healthy thing to me. It just feels like, oh my God, it actually feels so stressful. So unfortunately, I won't be participating. I think vlog week, like doing 1 week every single week of the month and then posting that like normal is fun, and then making them festive, I like that. Plus, I don't think that anybody really needs to see like everybody's morning to night every single day. That's just how I feel about social media. Like I wouldn't really like want someone to sit there and like consume all of that content of mine, because I want you guys to like live your own life and not feel like you have to like maybe copy a lifestyle or something like that. So I personally wouldn't do it, especially because I tend to talk about like fitness and wellness and things like that, that it's like at some point I just would want you guys not to watch all of that. So that's why I wouldn't personally do it. But as a consumer, I do think it's really fun. And there's a lot of girls that I love their Vlogmas, and I love their Vlogmas content because I know that they get really festive and stuff. So it's hard. I do really like the idea of it on TikTok. I don't think I would ever be able to catch up to that. Like I just could not do that. I don't live like an exciting life enough. I don't know though. Maybe I will like post once a day on TikTok for the month of December, but I think like everyone is going to do that. And then that's kind of discouraging because I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Social media is crazy. But those are all of the topics I want to talk about today. I wanted to end the festive episode off with some things that I have on my like end of year bucket list that I want to still do, because I mentioned like the pumpkin patch and stuff like that. So some of the things that I want to do, the first thing I already mentioned, but apple picking sounds really fun. I do want to do that. I want to go on like a cabin trip. I have never gone to the snow as an adult. I've gone when I was younger, but I've never gone and like skied or snowboarded or anything like that. So I really want to do that. I want to actually learn how to do that. Like, I don't want to just like go to the snow and hang out. Like, that would be fun too, but I actually want to try to learn some sort of winter sport because I've never done that. And I actually also really want to try surfing by the end of the year, like at least once. And I don't even have to like actually surf, but like I think it would be fun to go with friends who at least know how to surf and then like watch them surf and then like be able to like kind of be there with the board but not really like do anything. I think that would be fun, but I know it's cold, so I'd have to get like a wetsuit, I think. So there's that. And then Hunter and I have started to really like waking up for sunrise, so I want to wake up for sunrise a lot more. And I think wearing like a bunch of cozy sweatshirts and stuff and going to the beach is so fun. So like going to sunrise at the beach, I want to cold plunge a bunch before the end of the year. I really like the benefits of cold plunging. And like, this is the one thing that I like the adrenaline rush from, because it's not really like adrenaline. It's more of like a rush of endorphins, which I really like. So there's that. Oh, I want to do like a campfire s'mores on the beach. And then I also want to get back into reading because I just like haven't had the time to read, I feel like. So that is my episode today, my festive episode. The journal prompt this week is going to be you answering some of the this or that questions that I said. And I'll put a graphic on my podcast Instagram for you guys to look at if you want to have like all of the little prompts. But yeah, don't forget to follow my podcast Instagram. I don't shout it out always, but sometimes I'll post pictures that go with the episode so you guys can see it, and then like I'll put question boxes so you guys can answer on there. And yeah, I post every time I have an episode, I have a little thumbnail that goes with the episode, because I feel like it's fun too. If you ever want to like search for an episode that you haven't listened to yet, you can go on my Instagram and kind of see like the vibe of each episode, because I try to pick a photo that's the vibe that I like somehow took that week that matches whatever I talked about. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening again. And of course, have to mention, thank you guys for the response to my last podcast, which I talked about my engagement with Hunter. And you guys were so sweet about it. I got so many messages from you guys, just like so excited for us. And I feel like I've mentioned this so many times, but I was really blown away by how excited you guys were for us and how excited you are for like the process of us like wedding planning, getting married, all of that. And it's also cool that like eventually we're going to be married, and we're pretty young to be married, so that'll be a cool experience. And you guys know the podcast is here for me to learn along the way and share it with you guys, so that's what I'll do as life goes on. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Let me know if there's any episodes you guys want for the end of the year. I really want to try and be like festive, so if you have any ideas, let me know. I feel like I've kind of like ran out of some ideas, if I'm being honest. So definitely we'll have some guests on. I have a couple guests actually lined up. I want to get Alexis Sparks on. I want to get Kylie Ross. I want Bebe Hay, my friend Haley Jensen, but she goes by Bebe Hay on YouTube. I want to get my best friend Katie to come on. She works a 9-to-5 and she's also trying to start a business on the side, a clothing brand, as you guys know. So I think that would be a really cool episode to talk about. Maybe we'll do like a fun like girls chat episode too with my best friends Katie and Mackenzie by the end of the year. I think that would be really cute. And then yeah, if there's anybody that you want on, or if you'd be down for like repeats of some of my friends that I've already had on before, I would love to do that. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you, and I hope you guys have the best week. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.